Caprichona è tu.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. We bless you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ, and it's just a blessing to be alive on this morning. We just thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus for the Holy Spirit, that comforter, the one that leads us and guides us and keeps us and bring to our remembrance every word that God has said. And we just thank God, you know, just to be out here moving around, even if you're hurting a little bit this morning and you can't see like you used to, and everything is hurting from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, but thank God you still can feel it. And that's a blessing all by itself. That you can hear my voice this morning. And so when you hear the word, don't hearken. Don't harden your heart, but hearken to the voice of the Lord, the word, and yield and come, because there's coming a time when you won't be able to find him. And there's coming a time when the Holy Spirit won't dwell with us. So we have to be mindful that while we have an opportunity, while we have the chance, because when the blood it is not warm anymore, when the blood gets cold and our veins and rigor mortis start to set in and we're not breathing God's breath, then it's too late. So we need to be mindful that we don't have the time we think we have. And if we haven't received him as our Lord and Savior, you need to do it today. You need to do it today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till this evening, because the next 5 minutes ain't promised to none of us. We don't know when, we don't know where, and we don't know how. All we know is that if Jesus tarry, we all going to have to go that way. We all going to have to go that way. And what better way to go than in Christ? Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord when you die in Christ. If you don't, in hell you lift up your eyes. So we need to be mindful of that. And at the end of the program, You can repeat after me as I pray the sinner's prayer, and you can be saved. You can be set free and delivered, and you can be a servant of the Most High God, following Jesus, being a disciple. Amen. Amen. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for another day. Father, we bless you and we magnify you for your word. Your Bible that leads us and guides us, the word that is our roadmap to heaven. Oh, we thank you for this instruction, this divine instruction, Lord God. We bless you and we magnify you. Touch our hearts this morning. Draw us to you, Lord Jesus. Draw us this morning by your word. Draw us by your spirit. We can't come unless the spirit draws us. Clean us up, Lord. Forgive us for our sins, though they be many. Meet our greatest need, that is to be have a closer, more intimate, more personal relationship with you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we just thank you right now for another opportunity to break the bread of life. Another opportunity to say that I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Another opportunity to say I love you. Another opportunity to lead someone to Jesus Christ, because he's the only one can save. He's the only one can heal. He's the only one that can deliver and set free. He's the only one to have a heaven for us to dwell in for all eternity. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now. We ask a special blessing, Lord God, on all the bereaved families on this morning, Lord Jesus, all those that have lost a loved one. Lord, give them peace and comfort, knowing that you're not a God, that you can't make a mistake. You don't make any mistakes, Lord, but it's part of your divine plan that they come on home to be with you if they are in Christ Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now for comforting them, giving them peace in these times. Lord, we ask a special blessing on all those that are sick, Lord God. All those that their bodies are racking with pain, been up all night. Lord, pour out your healing virtue right now, Lord Jesus. Because we know that you have more healing virtue in the hem of your garment than all the physicians in the land. Lord, we know and we stand on your promises because they are yea and amen. We thank you right now, Lord. The healing is the children's bread. We receive it right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you right now for what you're doing in this season, Lord. We ask that you just bless the men and women of God of this radio station, Lord God, the owners, the technicians, the managers, and all those that make it happen here, Lord, in this radio station, WCNO. Lord God, bless them, magnify them, Lord. Lift them up, Jesus. Oh, we thank you that you continue to anoint them, Father God. Give them provision for the vision, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now for all the men and women of God who come through preaching, teaching, singing, Lord God, for the upbuilding of your kingdom, the advancement of your kingdom, Lord. Bless them, continue to anoint them, strengthen them where they're weak, Lord God. Build them up, prop them up where they're leaning. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God, because it gets rough sometimes, Lord, and we get tired on this journey, Lord. But we know that it's not in our strength, but it's in the supernatural strength of the Holy Ghost that you've blessed us with, that you've anointed us with. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us and strengthening us, comforting us. Oh, we bless you and we magnify you for him right now, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. We take authority over the airwaves right now in the name of Jesus for the upbuilding of the kingdom. We bind the hand of the enemy that we're trying to come and steal the seed of this word before it's able to fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people and germinate and come to life and bear much fruit. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we're so blessed and honored to be here today. Yes. To break the bread. Because the word is alive. It is spirit and it is truth. It is alive. It is living. And this is how we speak. We feed our spirit man, our spirit woman on the word of God. It strengthens us. It gives us hope. It builds us up in our most holy faith when we speak in other tongues. We're speaking our heavenly language. We're talking to God. And it's not that man would understand what we're saying unless there is an interpreter present. And God does that. But we're speaking our heavenly language. We're talking to God. And the Holy Spirit takes that word and brings it before God and makes it what it should be. Because we don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Holy Spirit take that word. And so this morning we're looking at 2 Corinthians, and we're in the first chapter, and we're looking at verse 21. And I'm reading from the King James Version. It reads as thus: Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul that to spare you, I came not as yet unto Corinth. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. Amen. Amen. And here Paul is telling them, look, now he which establishes us, the one who has established us, is God in Christ Jesus. He who makes us firm, he who has confirmed us in the hopes of the gospel, and who gives us grace to be faithful and firm in our promises. It is God who establishes us. He sets us forth to do what he has called us to do, but it is him who has pulled us up out of the muck and the miry clay and set our feet on a solid foundation, a firm foundation. And before Paul, Paul was letting them know, look, we done been through something in Ephesus. The ministry, the upbuilding of the kingdom was great. Many come into the kingdom. Many had come into the body of Christ and were saved, set free, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. But there was great adversaries that was against us. The enemy had caused us to despair even of life. We were perplexed. On either side, which way, we were confused and we despaired. We didn't even want to live because it got that rough and it got that tough. But God, who is graceful and merciful and faithful, kept us. And not only that, we're thankful, to the church in Corinth because your prayers. Your prayers went up before the council of God in the throne room before God. And we were able to survive because of God, because of your prayers, your petitions on our behalf. And this is what Paul is telling them. Look, we've been through something. We had every intention of coming to you. We told you that before. And we still are coming. But we've been through something. We've been through something and God has consoled us that we might be able to administer consolation unto you. And this is where we are. We're in some rough times right now. We're in some turbulent, perilous times right now. And Jesus is getting ready to crack the sky open. But the thing about it is, we are a witness. We are a witness to the goodness of God because he's kept us. If we're still here under the sound of my voice, it's because there's still an assignment on our lives. There's still work. There's still a purpose for us to do. We have to work while it's day because night is coming when no man can work. So we have to work while we have the opportunity. And the reason we're still here is because there's work to do. There's souls to be led to Christ. There's people that we need to encourage and build up and uplift and to let our life be a witness into what God has done for us, what he's doing for us, how he's keeping us. And the trials and tribulations and the stuff that we go through, it's not about us. It's about all those who we're going to be able to console and encourage and build up and just show love to. And build them up in their faith. Give them hope because of the way we live and because of the way we're steady pressing on toward the mark of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. We're pressing toward the mark. Our goal is to make heaven our home because this earth is not our home. We're citizens of the kingdom of God. We're citizens of heaven. We're just pilgrims and sojourners passing through this barren land. This is not our home, but as we're coming through, we are to be encouraged and to keep pressing because it gets rough sometimes, it gets hard, and we want to throw in the towel, but we can't give up. We can't give up because they're watching us. Folk are watching us. Their souls are going to be saved because of our testimony and because of how we live our lives and how we lift up the name of Jesus and how we preach the gospel and teach the gospel and encourage folk that souls, the Bible says that we overcome the evil one. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. People are going through, they're hurting right now and they need to hear our testimonies. They need to know that God did it for me and he'll do it for you. Jesus died on a cross. And he was raised up on the third day. He was buried in a tomb for 3 days. And he went down and got the keys to death, hell, and the grave. So he led captive free. He set them free that was dying there that had no business dying there. They are freed. And we have, because he died, we have life everlasting in Christ Jesus. We can live another day. We can all fear is gone. Because he has conquered it all. And so all sickness he conquered when he took them stripes on his back. He defeated every division of sickness and disease. All we have to do is trust in him and put our faith in him. That's what we have to do. We have to trust in him because he will not fail us. He will not fail us. He is always there, and he has given us a comforter to help us. So it's not in our strength. We were established and confirmed in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us strength. The Holy Spirit leads us and guides us and bring to our remembrance everything that we need to know. The Holy Spirit. We can't do it without the Holy Spirit. No, we can't do it without the Holy Spirit. Who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. He has sealed us with the Holy Spirit. We have been sealed. We've been bought with a price. We have been redeemed. So we are sealed by the Holy Spirit until that day. The Holy Spirit has, we have been sealed. So it's like earnest money. When you get ready to buy a piece of property or something, you put down earnest money. That money lets the seller know that you're serious about buying this property and you've secured the buy. You've secured it. Jesus has secured us with his blood on the cross, and he's given us the Holy Spirit as earnest money. He sealed us so the enemy can't snatch us out of God's hand, because Jesus has sealed us with the Holy Spirit. We are sealed, so we are healed with the Spirit in our hearts. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we have to be mindful of how we think, how we speak, how we act, because the Spirit is down on the inside. The Holy Spirit is down on the inside of us. We have been saved in our spirit man. We are being saved in our souls, and our bodies will be saved when we are transformed and we get our glorified bodies on that day. So it's constant work with our souls. That soul is rammed, the mind, your will, and your emotion, because that's the flesh, that's the carnality, because we want to do things our way. But we have to yield. We have to yield to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us and show us the way. That's the only way we're going to make it, the Holy Spirit, because when we try to do it our way, we fail miserably every time. And we're not gonna succeed in what he's called us to do, because you can't do it in the carnal. You can't do it in the flesh. And you have to walk by the Spirit so you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh, the pride of life, the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, that all those things are carnality. But we have to walk. We have to walk by the Spirit. And the only way we're going to be able to walk by the Spirit, if we are led by the Spirit, because then we are the sons of God. When we're led by the Spirit and we're fulfilling his kingdom purpose for us on this earth, in this earth realm, because we can't do it on our own. We are weak and finite, but we serve an infinite God. He's all power. He's omnipotent. He has all power. He's omniscient. He knows everything, and he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. The enemy can't do that, but God can. God can, and that's the God we serve. He's a powerful God. He's a powerful God. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul, that to spare you, I came not as yet unto Corinth. God as my witness. That's what Paul is saying. God as my witness. God as my witness. And not only that, God's word is yes. His promises are yes and amen. Jesus' name is amen. So it's a done deal. So be it. It is so. It is so. And if God, and if God's promises are yes and amen, and I'm serving God as an apostle, called by Jesus on the road to Damascus, my word, you can believe, because my word is yes and amen also. And this is what Paul is telling him. I call God as a witness to my soul that I'm not fickle. I'm not fickle. I'm not blown to and fro with every wind of doctrine. But my word, if I told you I was coming, I'm coming. But the reason I haven't come to you yet is because you got a lot of evil going on in the church, in the body. There's a lot going on. And because I've delayed coming, the enemy has creeped in and filled your head with foolery, causing you, not all of y'all, but some of y'all, to doubt me, saying that I'm fickle and I'm inconstant. My word don't mean nothing. I'm not a man of my word. Back in the day, my daddy used to say, a man's word is his bond. And if you look a man in his eyes and shake his hand, it was a done deal. And my daddy said, if you can't do what you promised and keep your word, you come back to that man and let him know that, look, I know I told you Monday, but it may be Friday, but I'm gonna make it happen by the grace of God. I'm gonna make it happen. But you come to a man and you look him in his eyes, man or woman, whatever. When you make a deal, you shake their hand. Your word was your bond, and this is what Paul is telling them: my word is my bond. God is my witness, a witness to my soul. I'm not lying to you. I'm not putting you off. I'm coming. I told you I was coming. I'm coming. And just as God's word and his promises are yea and amen, I am a man of God. I am an apostle sent by Jesus Christ. And if I tell you I'm coming, I'm coming. So you can trust the word. You can trust the God in me, because I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. And don't be dismayed, whatever betides you, because God will make a way. I'm coming. I said I was coming, but I haven't come to you because you need to clean your house up. Because if I come, I'm going to have to discipline you as an apostolic leader and a father. I'm going to have to discipline you because the house is out of order. You've let the enemy creep in and things are in disarray. You've even let him fool you about me. I'm your spiritual father, and it's causing doubt to come into your heart. And y'all are doing things not according to God's will. And the way that the word have been taught to you and have been demonstrated through me. So the reason I delayed because I didn't want to chastise you. And I wanted you to have time to come to your senses and get your house in order. So I didn't have to get it in order. I didn't have to discipline you, because you know what the teachings are. And I've sent Timothy them to preach to you and teach to you in the same word, because I'm grooming Timothy. I'm grooming him. Because he's gonna take my place when I'm gone. And he's my son in the ministry. He's my spiritual son. And I'm grooming him. So the same thing that I said, he gonna say. And it's all the word of God. So you can trust the God in him as well. That's why I sent him to you, because I was delayed. Because I went through something. We went through hell and high water. But God, that's somebody's testimony today. I've been through hell and high water, but God, the enemy made me wish I was dead. I didn't want to go through it no more. But God, whose testimony is that today? But God, God is still on the throne. He's still on the throne. His grace is sufficient. That's what he told Paul. His grace is sufficient. Paul had a thorn. He went to God three times. But God told him, look, my grace is sufficient. So I don't care how long you've been waiting, how long you've been going through, God's grace is sufficient. And God hears your prayers. And he's going to bring you through. Jesus already paid the price for everything. You're going to come out of this. And you're going to come out not smelling like smoke. The enemy turned the fire up seven times greater. But Jesus was right in there with you, just like the three Hebrew boys. Jesus right there with you. Huh? The angel of the Lord, he right in there with you. The Son of Man, the Son of God, right in there with you. So no matter what you're going through, and it takes a while sometimes, you know, he's always on time. He may not come when we want him to come, but he's always on time, and it's the right time. It's the appointed time. It's God's appointed time. It's God's appointed time. He's going to come, and he's going to make everything right. He's going to, and that's what Paul was telling them. Look, I'm your spiritual father. You can trust me. If I tell you that I'm coming, I'm coming. So the enemy that's getting in your ear, you need to squash that. You need to squash that and rebuke him and cast that devil out and keep moving, because he's causing disarray in there. You can't go with his word over my word, because I'm saying what thus says the Lord. And the only reason I've tarried, not just because I went through something and we were persecuted, but because I was giving you time to get your house in order, so I didn't have to discipline you. And you remember when mama and them, dad and them used to whoop you, they say, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you, but it's for your good. And I didn't understand that, but I thank my mama for whooping my behind when I became an adult. I thanked her, because I knew that out in this world, it's rough. And you got to be mindful, and you got to be following Jesus. Because if not, the enemy will snatch you up, and you'll be dead and gone without Christ. And so that's a bad place to be. That's a bad place to be. So we have to be mindful of where we are and where we're headed. And don't be fooled by this world system. It looks good. It smells good. It sounds good. Yeah. Sin is good when you're doing it. It feels good. But the end is death. Ain't no good gonna come out of it. Not for that we have dominion over you, your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for the faith ye stand. For by faith ye stand, by faith. So in other words, we're not trying to take dominion over your faith. We're not trying to tell you what to do. But what you need to do is what God has said. You need to be mindful of what the word that has been preached to you and what you're supposed to be preaching. So we're not trying to control you. That's witchcraft. No, we're not trying to control you. But we're being helpers of your joy. Helpers. Because it's by faith that you stand. Only by faith you're going to be able to stand through all of this. That's what got us through. We stood by faith, and God's grace was sufficient to get us out. So that's what he's telling them. We helpers. We're not trying to control you and govern you. We're just telling you, you already know what's right. You already know what's right. And we're just helping you along the way. We're pilgrims and sojourners, trying to lead everybody to Christ that we can and take them to heaven with us, because this is not our home. So you have to stand by faith. That's the only way you're going to be able to make it. The Bible says, will the Son of Man find faith when he come back? So until next time, just remember, we love you. We're praying for you. Keep the faith. That's the only way you're going to be able to stand. Amen. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust him at all
times. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Shalom, shalom. This is a time of great change, and it is beautiful. You know, I feel like the atmosphere is charged with expectancy. I believe for such a time as this, we must